Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Several months ago, I went to Mass with my daughter and her family up to St. Joe Hill. I was holding my 3-year-old grandson as I walked into church and settled into the pew, and before he could even sit down, he loudly whispered in my ear, "Papa, Papa, Jesus is on the ceiling." And if you've been to St. Joe, you know there's a beautiful crucifix painted on the ceiling there. But before I could even respond, he jerked around to look towards the altar. He put his little hand out and pointed, but no Jesus. For he's used to seeing Jesus here behind our altar on the crucifix. And then once more, looking up at the ceiling, he says, but Jesus is on the ceiling. I think before Mass was over, anybody sitting anywhere near us heard 20 or 30 times that Jesus was on the ceiling. But that brought a couple of questions to mind, a couple of questions I'd like to ask you today. Where do you find Jesus? And maybe just as importantly, where do you expect to find Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about a crucifix, a statue, or a painting. I'm talking about the living and breathing face of Christ. Where do you find Jesus? Recall the words today from our gospel. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. You are in me, and I in you. In light of that statement, maybe one more question. Have you ever seen Jesus in your own bathroom mirror? Some of you remember the story of Narcissus. He was the proud, handsome man in Greek mythology who saw his reflection in a quiet pool of water. He fell in love with his old image and couldn't tear himself away. And he died right there by the pool, consumed with desire for himself. We're all sinners, and all of us are narcissistic to some degree. But the enchanting powers that mirrors have over us is different from Narcissus. When we look into a mirror, we're not captivated by our own beauty. In fact, for most of us, it's just the opposite. We tend to condemn ourselves for our defects and our perceived shortcomings. And then we immediately pull out our comb or hairbrush or maybe even a little makeup to try to make our human body a little bit more presentable. But for us in our world today, mirrors are not just a thing that hang on the wall. Our sinful yet proud hearts can turn everything into a mirror. When we look at athletes, movie stars, Twitter, when we go shopping, check our bank statements, see someone else's immaculate lawn or beautiful house, everything can become a mirror. Because when we look at these things, we see reflections of our own life. And we mostly find ourselves lacking in comparison. So we end up with our own somewhat narcissistic obsession. And we don't try to change ourselves into that true and holy thing of beauty that God asks us to be. but only into that constantly changing elusive image of what the world tells us is beautiful. And when we achieve some of that beautiful stuff the world tells us we need, we think other people will admire us. And then the admiration of others becomes our own pool of narcissists. We focus on our own self-image, and we are left forever wanting, always wanting more. In our scripture today, Jesus promises he will send us an advocate to be with us always, the Spirit of Truth, whom he tells us the world will not accept because it neither sees nor knows it. But you know him because he remains with you and he will be in you. So Jesus tells us that as his disciples, we know the Spirit and he is in each one of us. So if he is in us, maybe we should see some reflection of him when we look in our mirror. But sadly, our reflection is sometimes obscured by the dirt and stain of sins, and by the fog that forms when we ignore his commandments. When we're honest about what we see in our own reflection, I think most of us will agree that we need more than a makeup artist. We truly need a makeover. A full makeover. And today, we hear in Scripture that Jesus is sending us a makeover specialist, the Holy Spirit. After all, his job description was written by Christ himself. It is to be our advocate, to help us find the truth, to help clean our soul, to help get us to heaven. He is there to help change our image, to be a reflection of our Lord and Savior. He is the one that can help us achieve a real and true makeover of our hearts and souls. Of course, as always, it's our decision whether or not to accept or reject the assistance of the Holy Spirit. But let me remind you, this makeover specialist comes with a glowing letter of recommendation from Christ himself. And he works for free every day of our lives. Let me offer a simple suggestion that might remind you that you are continually called to be an image of Christ. Get a crucifix, a cross, a sticker, a picture of Jesus or the Holy Spirit, and put one on or near every mirror in your home, maybe even in your car or truck. And every time you look in that mirror to check or to improve your earthly image, let you be reminded to note how well your soul reflects the image of our Lord and Savior. Then ask that Holy Spirit to continue to assist you in your own spiritual makeover. Something that we need to do over and over, every hour of every day. And then one glorious morning, when you're staring into your own bathroom mirror, I pray that you will hear a small, excited voice whisper to you, "Jesus is in the mirror." Brothers and sisters, Jesus is found in many places, and sometimes even on the ceiling. But I pray that when you look into your mirror, you will be looking for the image of our Lord and Savior, the living and breathing face of Christ. There's an old saying that says, we become what we believe. Believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to transform your life. Take advantage of the great gift God has given us. Transform your life, and then we can transform our world.